An EPA staff tours Idaho farms. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. For the third year, staffers from the Environmental Protection Agency toured farms in southwest Idaho to interact face-to-face with ag producers and industry leaders to learn how growers operate in Idaho. Samantha Parrott, Executive Director of the Snake River Sugar Beet Growers Association.
Every year we bring 5 to 8 staffers that work for the Environmental Protection Agency out to western Idaho. The purpose of the tour is to showcase Idaho agriculture. A lot of these staffers work in offices in DC and they're making regulatory decisions for our growers. And so we want to bring them out into the field so that they can interact with industry and learn about how things are done out here in the field.
Chanel Tewalt, Director of the Idaho State Department of Agriculture.
The way that we operate in Idaho does not look the same as the way farmers operate in Maryland or in Georgia. And so until you see it firsthand, you don't exactly understand what these tools mean and how they're deployed here in the decision. Ultimately, it's about the decisions made in Washington, D.C. and making sure that they have applicability here, they make sense, and they're actually usable.
Garrett Jewett is an EPA senior biologist team leader.
So we're a team of people throughout the Office of Pesticide Programs, and we're here talking to different stakeholders, people who are all involved around Idaho agriculture, to try to get a better idea of how pesticides are utilized in particular.
Face-to-face interactions make for better outcomes. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.